It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Tuesday at 4, we are joined by the great Jordan Mailata. Jordan's call is brought to you by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7, colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Jordan, how you doing, man?
Afternoon, fellas.
What's up, brother? Hey, listen, squad is 2-0 without you, man. what are we going to do here?
Hey, man, control what you can control, man. I'm focusing on my rehab right now.
All right.
I love that we're 2-0, man. You know, Fred and Steen, they're doing a hell of a job stepping up and, you know, winning games. And that's what you want out of your players, that, you know, your backups.
Yeah, in all seriousness.
Doing a job, man.
No, for sure. Listen, we can't wait to get you back out there. But I'm pretty sure you do have to be happy for your offensive line mates out there. They have been doing a hell of a job, not only just in the running game, but this week they seemed to clean up the passing game and did a great job in protection as well.
For sure. You saw it, man. What a great game up front. You know, they always say it starts up front, starts in the trenches, and you know, the guys started off hot, man, and they just kept building on that momentum, and what a win.
Do you think, watching the offense, do you feel like that was the most complete offensive game that the team has played this year?
Oh, for sure. Even though we didn't score in the first quarter.
First drive, though. First drive counts.
Yeah, you did score on the first drive, though.
Counts, man. I mean, bloody hell. There was like 5 minutes left on the clock. Like, what are we supposed to do there? Like...
Do you think so? We were actually talking in the last segment about the Eagles, you know, offensive identity or whatever, and you guys have a new offensive coordinator. Do you feel like how you guys are going to play is starting to clear itself up in terms of, you know, what the rhythm is and where everyone needs to go, that what kind of offense the Eagles are going to be?
Yeah, for sure. They've made it clear of what our identity is going to be, and I think all the guys are embracing it, and you've seen it the last 2 weeks, really, with just, you know, the run game and the play-action game and getting explosive when we need to get explosives. And, you know, the other thing that we've been harping on about is execution and making sure that, you know, we're executing in practice. In the last, you know, 2 weeks, the practices have been, like, squeaky clean, you know. So everybody's been executing, and they've been it's been showing up on the tape, especially the last game.
This is, I guess, less of a specific question and more just something that we have noticed, is just that post-bye, it seems like that everything is starting to fall into place. And it felt like after the Tampa game, the bye was coming at a good time. But I wonder, too, if the team feels like post-bye that there is a renewed sort of focus and understanding about what you all need to do.
Yeah, we've spoken about it before. You know, that bye week came at a very opportune time, even though, you know, we spoke before the season, and it was like we thought it would be inopportune, but quite the opposite. And you know, I think the coaches, you know, spent a lot of time in there during the bye week to really make our corrections and make sure that, you know, we stay the course of, you know, trying to win Super Bowls. And, you know, we've come back and we've become sponges, just soak up all the new information, the direction we're going, the game plan changes, and sort of, you know, mold this identity that we've become in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, really.
Mm-hmm. We're on with the Eagles left tackle, Jordan Mailata. Jordan, Spike just brought up that bye week, and we've been discussing that because that seems like where at least you guys have started to play a lot more consistent coming out of that bye week. My question for you, even though you haven't been there the last 2 weeks, but prior to that and heading into that bye week, I've been so impressed with the way the team has sort of handled those early struggles. You know, when things weren't going well and there was a lot of noise on the outside, I've been impressed with the way you guys have sort of been able to handle that and stay together and stay on common ground. How important do you think that has been for this team's overall success? And we're starting to see sort of the benefits of that, of you guys sticking together versus sort of what happened late in the year last year.
Man, you know, this is why training camp is is crucial. You know, you want to start building relationships and understanding your playbook, you know, as much as you can and as fast as you can. And so, you know, when things do hit the fan.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate you holding that in. Thank you.
Thank you.
When things do hit the fan, you know, you're all on the same page. You understand why it's not working. You can't just be pointing fingers. You know, you just got to get back in the playbook and figure out the answers to why, you know, we weren't winning or we weren't being as dominant as we know we could, because camp's different. Camp's different to a game, and, you know, it's play teams, you're going to see unscouted looks. You're going to see things that, you know, disguises that can, you know, muddy the water a little bit. So it's crucial that, you know, as a team, we stick together and we understand, you know, right now we know what to do to get better, and we just got to stick with each other, man. That's why connection is such a big thing for Nick.
Now, we all know you'll do whatever's asked for you, but could you give some perspective as to how much more you would enjoy run blocking than pass blocking?
Listen, I don't mind pass blocking. I just prefer run blocking. You know, run blocking, you can assert your dominance. If you want to win up front, assert your dominance, and then you can run everything off that. I can't give an example of how much I love run blocking, but, you know, I don't mind pass blocking. You know, that's part of the game. You have to understand that comes with the position. And so, you know, if some games are going to be won in the run, some games are going to be won in the pass, and some games, like last week, it's a beautiful mixture of both.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of roles that are being played, Ben Van Summeren back there as the fullback. How impressed have you been with him back there playing in that role as a fullback? We're not used to seeing a fullback around here the last few years. So how impressed have you been with that and having that part of your running game?
I have so much respect for Ben, man. He's such a specimen. And I mean that in every way, shape, and form. The guy's just built different. The best part about it, he doesn't complain. He just wants to play ball. You know, he has that offensive bloodline in him. So, you know, anytime he can be on the field, he's going to embrace it. And what a mix-up that is, a little wrinkle mm-hmm. for everyone to see. Just the difference of having a fullback and somebody who's built like Benny, who's fast. We can throw him the ball. He can block in the run game. You know, this guy's truly special, and we're pretty lucky to have him, to be honest.
So, Jordan, you're on IR now. How is the rehab going, and how's the hamstring feeling?
Hamstring's getting stronger. Rehab's going great. We're on track. So, yeah, it's going to be, you know, just taking it day by day and making sure there are no setbacks. But, so far, so good.
So, I'm going to finish with probably the most important questions. You know Elliot Shore Parks, right? You know him well.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, two things I just learned about Elliot, and I just wanted your comment on each individual one. The first thing is, I learned that Elliot will buy shoes that don't fit him simply because he likes the shoes. So if it's a size too small, Elliot will buy it and wear it anyway. What do you think of someone who does something like that? Have you ever? Would you wear a...
All right, before I answer this, how did you find this out?
He said it on the radio.
Yeah, he told us, yeah.
Yeah, it was on the radio, man. I'm not revealing anything. Yes.
Yeah. The man incriminated himself.
Yes, yes.
Listen, man, he's a sneakerhead, so I don't particularly have a an opinion on it.
Okay.
I know he's a little sneakerhead, so...
Little's a good word to use there as well.
Yeah, little. Only a size 8. Size 8 is his correct size. So,
I can't remember the last time I was a size 8. It's probably like 5 years old.
Yeah.
I was a size 8.
Okay.
Elio!
And second Elliot thing that I just learned is that he thought the phrase Jesus, Mary, and Joseph referred to two people, Jesus and somebody named Marion Joseph. And it wasn't until 2 weeks ago that he realized that Mary and Joseph were two different people.
That's absurd. I can't save him on this one. I can't save him on this one.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a grown man. How does he not know this?
Diabolical.
We don't know what's wrong with him, man. I don't know how he's gotten this far in life.
He is almost 40.
Oh, man. Thank you for giving me the tea. I can't wait to see him in the locker room.
Yeah. Well,
my goodness.
Team's doing good without you, but we know that the Eagles will be even better when you return. And we wish you good luck on your rehab. Appreciate you joining us every week.
Can't wait to have you back out there,
yeah,
big dog.
Yeah, looking forward to getting you back.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is, Jordan Mailata. I had to ask Jordan about the Elliott stuff. Sorry.
Small feet, man. Come on, E.
Size 8.
I won't even tell anybody I wear 8.5, man.
8. Don't even give him a half. You said 8.5.
Right. Yeah.
When you say 8 and 8.5, you know what you are. You're an 8.
An 8? Like, okay.
When I say 10, 10.5, it right. means I'm a, like,
you're a
10. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah. No, you're right. Right. I've been wearing, I didn't know Elliott was still here. Sorry about that, E.
No, he's doing great. He handled that well. I'm glad. As he storms out of the studio.
Yeah, I didn't know he was still here.
We got a thumbs up from Elliott. Oh, that's great. That is great. So coming up in about 15 minutes, Brad Lidge will join us on the anniversary of the Phillies winning the World Series in 2008. If you've noticed, they're not playing anymore this year. But
right.
But we'll ask Brad about, I think it'll be interesting to ask Brad about the problems we had with the bullpen this year, truly. He had such a great regular season and was able to bring that into the postseason. And maybe if he noticed, you know, what went wrong with the Phillies bullpen this year, aside from, you know, being bad. So Brad Lidge will join us in about 15 minutes. Do you believe, once again, in the Eagles that they are Super Bowl contenders? Ike and Jack, I'm stunned. Ike, I'm not surprised. Jack, I'm stunned.
Well, listen, it's more like, I kind of feel it. But then the more and more people start talking, then I get back to myself.
Right. Yeah, they push you back.
Yeah, of course. Because I am genuinely excited.
Genuinely excited.
There you go.
215-592-9494. Anthony, you're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you guys doing?
What's up, Ant?
What up, Ant?
What's going on? Hey, Spike, man, you got to stop the negativity, man.
I'm not being negative.
No.
No. We're gonna be all right, man. This team is right where they need to be. And I don't know if you guys heard earlier, but I believe Nick said that this identity of this team is physicality. I think the identity, it should be a jack of all trades, man. If you can't stop the run, that's what we're gonna do. If you can't stop the pass, that's what we're gonna do. We can beat you any way that we wanna beat you. As long as we do not turn the ball over, we're going to beat you.
Well, I mean, those things are all tied into each other. You know, not turning the ball over, I think in a lot of ways, is related to being able to pass the ball, right? So one of the things that I think we all are looking forward to seeing what happens, and Elliott believes that they will be okay here, is if they have to pass. I guess the question would be, this turnover thing has coincided pretty side by side to them just not throwing the ball nearly as much. And do you believe that if that were to change, if the defense says, okay, you're not running the ball now, if we play a defense that decides they're going to stop the Eagles from running, do you believe that turnover problem will stay away if the Eagles need to throw the ball more?
Yes. If Jalen throwing the ball 40 times or 35 times, it's bizarre to say that he shouldn't have one turnover.
No. I agree with you. I think there's a difference between turning the ball over and turnovers being a problem, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Every quarterback turns the ball over, and the more you throw it, the more you're going to turn the ball over. I think that the question just becomes, what is the breaking point there? What is the balance point there? And can they, because the running the ball is great, but like I was talking with Elliott, the Niners last year, though we believe in them as primarily a running team, when they needed to throw the ball, they were a ridiculously effective team throwing the ball as well. So again, it does look like it's trending in the right direction. Mm-hmm. If you go from the Giants game to the Bengals game, you know, the Giants game he actually dropped back 21 times in the Giants game. So I don't think the game plan was that much different from the Giants and the Bengals.
Yeah.
The difference was that Jalen got sacked more in the Giants game, ended up scrambling more in the Giants game. So that's all. I think I'm not being negative. I, I don't know if you heard the show yesterday, Anthony. I was ridiculously positive about the win. I feel good about the direction they're going. I'm just not
ready to go all the way just yet.
To say that the team we saw yesterday is the team.
Right.
You know, that's my issue, you know.
Yeah, we're going in a great direction. And like you said about San Fran is identified as a running team. But the reason why the pass is so how you said it is, it's because of efficiency. They don't throw the ball 40, 50 yards down the field. They do little dinks and dunks or wrinkles or whatever off the run game. Because
sure.
The run game there is so good.
Yes. Yep. But one of the things they were able to do, you know, Anthony, one of the reasons they were able to be so effective is they were able to get McCaffrey the ball in the passing game. And that is one thing that we have not solved quite yet. And I hope we're on the way to it, seeing Jalen being under center more. And
they still can't run a damn screen.
Yeah, the ability of the Niners, and I'm not saying we need to be last year's Niners in every single way, but when we look at how they were effective in the pass game, a lot of that quick passing stuff was Christian McCaffrey. That's how he became, that's how he had those couple of years where he was, you know, debatably the best offensive player in the league. Yeah. You know, all right, Anthony, I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm being negative. Do you think?
I don't
feel like I'm being negative.
Well, you know, sometimes people don't hear the whole right. show, so they catch you saying one thing.
Yeah, I feel.
No, you've been good.
I feel really good about the way that it's trending. And I know that yesterday or that Sunday's game was the exclamation point on everything, but I still go back to that. I think if this ends up being a really successful season at the end, to me, I will go back to that Giants game and the way they responded after the week of criticism on Nick.
On Nick, yeah.
And the no matter how you want to frame the Browns game, it didn't look like a game.
Well, it didn't feel good
didn't
coming
feel
out
good.
Of it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's one of those games where you're like, you gotta break the tape down and all that versus just feeling good coming out of a game.
It's almost like if that game had happened in the middle of a stretch where the Eagles looked great, we would go, look, we won the game. That's all that matters.
Yeah, it was one-off game. Yeah.
The problem was it was the game after the bye, after the Tampa game.
Yes.
With a team that we were favored, I think, 8.5 points over. So there's a, yes, a win is a win. But in that context, at that moment, the way that they looked at that moment, it just wasn't what we were hoping for. And I think that was fair to say at the time.
Oh, no doubt. And I still believe in a win is a win, but that doesn't change how the winning is perceived.
Right.
In other words, you can win by 1 point or 30, it's still a win. But if you win by 30, that win is perceived as a dominant win. So as a fan, you're going to be more confident in a team that wins that way versus someone that squeaks by or something of that nature. So when we're talking about, okay, well, what do you ultimately feel the team is, you haven't seen enough of it yet. I mean, that's basically what it boils down to.
Sure.
Like, you haven't seen enough yet.
No. And I don't think
that's being...
No,
that's not being unfair or outrageous or anything. I'm driving the bus. Hugh's with me.
Yep.
Yeah, Hugh's with me.
And where are you going, Ike?
We're going to New Orleans, baby.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
I forgot I said that earlier.
Yeah, today.
Let me tell you.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
If the Eagles stay good, the Pound Town thing is sticking around. I have news for you.
We've gone from using ground and pound into Pound Town. Yeah, we just.
No matter what.
I will say, though, I think Merrill actually started the pounding.
Merrill's in on it. Yes.
Yeah,
Merrill knows.
I didn't know we had to pause, Merrill.
Yeah. No matter what we do on this show, it always ends up in the same stupid place.
It usually does.
We were in the opening segment, and I was like, is Ike yelling about Pound Town? I'm not going to be able to ignore that. I'm going to have to keep on with that. All right. Coming up next, Lights Out Lidge joins us on this, the anniversary of the Phillies winning the World Series in 08. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.